Welcome to Ignite Your Light Meditations. My name is Riley Webster. I am your host, and I'm so happy that you're joining me today for a few moments of self-care. So if you got a chance to listen to my podcast I released on Tuesday with artist and mindset coach Stevie Chow, we spoke a lot about how we already have all of the tools we need in us. And I think there's a common discourse in the self-help world that we are unwell, that we must do more courses and more workshops, and we must always be going deep into ourselves, and we must always be growing and learning and becoming the best versions of ourselves. And while I agree that it's great to strive to become who you want to be and who you're proud of, I also believe it's really important for us to know that we are worthy and we are enough as we are. And worthiness is our birthright. So today's meditation is going to focus on really coming back to the self and knowing that we don't have to add or subtract anything to our being. We are perfect as we are, and that is all that there is. So I came across a quote from Tara Brach, who is a spiritual teacher and author, and she says, "We don't have to wait until we are on our deathbed to realize what a waste of our precious lives it is to carry the belief that there is something wrong with us." So in reflecting on this, I'd like you to take a seat wherever you are, sitting cross-legged, kneeling on a chair, maybe you're even in the bath or walking outside. Wherever you are, really start to feel your feet. So feel this grounding connection. And begin to tune in to your breath, natural inflow, natural outflow. And in knowing that you have everything you need within you, all of the tools you need within you, can you allow your breath to be in its most natural state? And just very simply comes in and very gently flows out. And as your body finds stillness, watch how your mind maybe begins to fight you. Maybe thoughts are swirling in your mind. Breathe through it, let it go. And as you breathe here, I'd like you to feel what it is like to be you in this moment. Maybe what it's like to be you in this moment isn't pleasant. Maybe it is. But can you sit with these feelings? Can every inhale allow you to expand? Can every exhale allow you to soften? Using the breath as an anchor, bringing yourself back over and over. And maybe now you imagine yourself as your best self. What does that look like? Can you feel into that? Can your entire being, your entire essence be that? Maybe your best self is successful. What does that feel like in your body? And anytime the ego comes in and tries to steal the show, gently, gently bring yourself back. And with your entire being full of light from envisioning this best self, can you bring yourself back now to your breath, your whole focus to your breath? And can you bring one hand to your heart space and feel this connection? Feel the nurture and the warmth in the connection between your palm and your skin. Feel the rise and fall of your chest. And I invite you to repeat the mantra in your mind. I am enough. I am enough. Can you feel this mantra in your entire being, just as you did with imagining your best and highest self? I am enough. Invitation here to continue repeating this mantra every time your ego comes in for the rest of your day. If you'd like to stay in seated meditation for a while, repeat it over and over. I am enough. I will close this with a quote. One day you will look back and see that all along you were blooming. Morgan Harper Nichols. Opportunity to close your practice in whatever way fits. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day, and remember that the tools that you need are already inside of you.